Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Demai with the third and fourth Mishnayos. Mishnah Gimel says, Halokeach min hanachtom, if somebody purchases bread from the baker, Meiser min hachama al hatzonenes, u min hatzonenes al hachama. He can take tithes from the cold for the hot, and from the hot on the cold. Actually, the Mishnah says it the other way around. So he can take meiser from the hot on the cold, and the cold on the hot. This refers to bread that was baked today, as opposed to bread that was baked yesterday. Today's bread is the warm, yesterday's is the cold. Afilu mitfusim harbe, even if they are in many different shapes, even if he used different molds for them. Mold, of course, is the type of mold that you would use as a form, not the type of mold that you would throw bread out because of. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda does not permit this. Sha'ani Omer. This is a quote from Rabbi Yehuda. He says, I say to you, Chitim shal emesh hayu mishal acher, v'shal hayom hayu shal acher. He says, yesterday's bread was made with wheat that he got from one seller, and today's bread is made with the wheat that he got from a different seller. Rabbi Shimon Oser betrumas meiser umatri bechala. Rabbi Shimon does not permit you to tithe one on the other for trumas meiser, but he does permit you to take challah one from the other. Let us look in the Bart Nuro, who will give us more insights into this Mishnah. Min hatzonenes al hachama. You're allowed to take tithes from the cold for the warm. Af al pi shehu meiser min hara al hayafe. Even though he's taking tithes from the less good for the better. Because yesterday's bread is obviously not as desirable as today's bread. Savrala k'Rabbi Eli, he holds of the opinion of Rabbi Eli. The Amar hatorid min hara al hayafe trumaso truma. He says that if somebody takes truma from less good produce on more good produce, then it's valid. Perhaps you shouldn't do it, but b'dyavad it's valid. Ubidamai, and in our case, which is dealing with doubtful tithes, may not even need it done at all. Hitiru afilu l'chatchila. They permitted it in this case, even at the outset. So if you have tevel, if you have something that definitely was not tithed, then you should not take the tithe from the less desirable produce. But if you have something that's doubtful whether or not it needs tithes taken, then you can take it from the less desirable produce. Va'afilo midvusim harbe, even from many different shapes, many different molds. V'lo chashina en shema etmo kana hanachtom Tevua mimishahu meiser v'hayom mimishaeno meiser. And we're not worried that maybe yesterday's was made with wheat that was tithed by the farmer, and today's is made with wheat that wasn't tithed by the farmer. V'nimsa mafrish min hapater al hachayev. And that would result in us taking tithes from something that doesn't need tithes taken for the sake of something that does need tithes taken, and that would not be effective. The Nachtom Mechad Gav Rezavin, because his opinion is that the baker only gets his wheat, his grain, from one person, Af al pi shehu osim midfusim harbe, even though he shapes it into many different forms. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda does not permit him to tithe from one day's bread on the next. Kishishnehem shel emesh, o shnehem shel hayom, moda Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Meir, dafilu midfusim harbe, shari. That Rabbi Yehuda does admit that when both loaves are from yesterday or both loaves are from today, then you can take tithes from one on the other, even though they may be in different shapes. Delo chayish ledefusim, because he's not worried about the molds or the shapes of the bread. Aval echad shal emesh ve'echad shal hayom, afilu medefus echad, aser, sha'ani omer v'chulei. But even if they are both from the same mold, if they're both in the same shape, there he does not permit it, if one is from yesterday and one is from today, because he is worried, and then it gives his quote that I say that he got produce from one person yesterday and from a different person today. Rabbi Shimon Oser b'Trumas Meiser. Rabbi Shimon does not permit this to be done in the case of Trumas Meiser. Dafilu shnehem shal hayom o shal emesh, kivan de b'shnei defusim hu. Amrinan mitrei gavrei zavin es hatfua. His opinion is that even if they're both from yesterday or both from today, once they're in two different shapes, you have to be open to the possibility that they are the produce from two different sources. V'shema ha'echad yisarva ha'echad lo. And perhaps one of them took his tithes and one of them didn't. V'nimsa mafrish min ha'pater al ha'chayiv. And then you'll end up taking tithes from something that doesn't need to be tithed on something that does need to be tithed. And that would not work. U'matri b'chala, but he does permit you to take chala one from the other. De b'chala kulei alma modu, afilu she'emesh b'shel hayom, v'afilu mishnei defusim. Everyone agrees that you can take chala, the portion of the dough that goes to the Kohen, whether they're from yesterday, from today, whether they're in different shapes, it doesn't matter. De'inami mitrei gavri zaven lo chashinan. It doesn't matter if they're from two different sources. Shahari it's a hanachtom mischayeves bechala, because it only becomes obligated in giving chala to the Kohen when it's in the baker's possession. So the tithes, that already is an issue when it's grown in the fields and harvested by the farmer. But it doesn't have an obligation of challah until it's kneaded into dough by the baker. Shehu galgal es ha'isa, because he's the one who makes it into dough. V'halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, and the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which is the third opinion here in our Mishnah. Continuing immediately in Mishnah Dalid, halokeach min ha'palter, someone who buys bread from a dealer. When we go to the supermarket and we buy bread, we're not buying it from the baker. You can buy bread in a bakery, but we don't buy bread from the source most of the time. So someone who buys bread from a dealer, Meiser mi kol tfus utfus, he has to take tithes from every different shape, from every different form. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, me'achas ha'kol. Rabbi Yehuda says he can take tithes from one for all of them. Modi Rabbi Yehuda, bilokeach min hamanpol. Rabbi Yehuda admits in the case of someone who purchases from a manpol, which is, let's say, like a warehouse, shehu meisir mikol echad ve'echad, that in such a case, he would have to take tithes from each one individually. Let's look in the Barton Neuro. Palter, a dealer. Hu halokeach min hanachtomim kikaros harbe. He's someone who buys a lot of loaves from the baker, bevas achas, in one time, umocher akarchach b'shuk echad echad, and then sells them individually in the marketplace. So just like our supermarkets would buy a lot of loaves of bread from the bakery and sell them individually to their consumers, that's what a palter is. Maisemi kol defus u defus, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he has to take tithes from each different shape. Desira leila Rabbi Meir, palter mitrei tlasa nachthomen zavin. He's of the opinion that it's entirely possible that the dealer, the retailer, is getting his bread from two or three different bakers. V'anu omrim defus ze kana minachtom echad, v'hasheni minachtom acher. And therefore, this shape of bread comes from that baker, and this shape of bread comes from that baker. So he feels each one is a sign of coming from a different source. Rabbi Huda suver, palter mechad nachtom zavin, and Rabbi Huda feels that the dealer probably got his bread from one baker, v'afal pi shehe mishnei defusim, even though the bread comes in two different shapes, kula minachtom echad hein, they're still all from the same baker. A baker's certainly able to shake it up a bit and provide bread in different forms. Hilkach im kula mishal emesh o mishal hayom, therefore, if all of them are today's bread or yesterday's bread, he can take tithes from one of them on all of them, just as in the case is when you buy the bread directly from the baker. Manpol, more like a warehouse. Konamin paltarin harbe, umocher la'acherim. He buys from many different bakers and he sells them to others. Bekivan shehu rogil liknos ma'anashim harbe, and since his regular standard operating business procedure is to purchase from a lot of different sources, halokeach mimenu meiser al kol echad ve'echad, then the person who buys from such a source needs to tithe on each one. I actually wonder if the word manpol is related to the word having a monopoly. I don't know. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That is Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.